The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day happier, 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. Your phone calls are welcome here, even if your name's CJ, at 844-967-2789. Want to turn towards my backyard for just a minute. January 6th, there are 10 congressional leaders here in the state of Wisconsin, 8 congresspeople, 2 senators. I want to run down their reactions before I get back to the phones at 844-967-2789. They've sort of changed their tone, many of them. Craig Gilbert reports over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A year later, the shocking events that took place on January 6th, an assault on the U.S. Capitol in an effort to overturn the presidential election, continue to divide the Republican Party, divide the Congress, and divide the American people. All 10 of Wisconsin's federal lawmakers condemned the assault on the Capitol when it happened, but with varying degrees of vehemence and outrage. After the violence, 2 of the 10, House Republicans Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, after the violence, sought to overturn the election outcome in Arizona and Pennsylvania, and they said they would have voted to overturn Wisconsin's results if the question had come to the floor. Let's not forget, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald were elected on the very same Wisconsin ballots that they want to delegitimize and would have overturned their own elections by extension. But of course, they don't see it that way. In the months since the attack, the overall divide in Congress between how Democrats and Republicans have responded to and publicly remembered the events have grown. Every GOP lawmaker from Wisconsin opposed impeaching President Donald Trump over the events of January 6th. And everyone opposed the creation of the bipartisan commission to look into the attack. Every Wisconsin Democrat supported both steps. Do you see a little difference in the parties here? Every House Republican from Wisconsin voted last May to oust Wyoming's Liz Cheney from her party leadership position for her sustained and vocal criticism of Trump for lying about the election being stolen. Did you hear that? Every Wisconsin Republican in Congress voted to oust Liz Cheney. Interviewed this week about the events of January 6th, Wisconsin Democratic Rep. Mark Pocan said, "The day was a horrible day for our country, for our democracy. That day, it didn't matter whether you had a D or R after your name. You spoke in outrage about what had happened. But since then, we've watched people on the GOP side lose their vertebrae one by one." Now, Republican Glenn Grothman, who was also asked this week about his thoughts on January 6th and what he hears from his district about it. Well, here's what Grothman said. "I don't hear a lot about it from my constituents. I'm thinking about the border right now. I'm thinking about inflation." Sure you are, Glenn. The concerns Grothman does have about January 6th now involve the way the accused rioters are being treated by the justice system. You don't care about how they treat the black people in Milwaukee, do you, Glenn? When they go into the justice system, just the white ones, just the good ones. And whether authorities are trying to cover something up about how events unfolded. You know, false flag that January 6th, according to Glenn Grothman. Can you hear me in the 6th? Do you hear me talking to you? Grothman pointed to an October letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland that he signed along with Republican colleagues Louis Gohmert of Texas and Ralph Norman of South Carolina. Fine company you keep, Glenn. The letter acknowledged that there were people that committed serious crimes, but asserts the rights of the accused and the jailed are being violated and seeks the release of additional surveillance footage from inside the Capitol that day. There is a feeling maybe people are hiding things about January 6th, Grothman said, without saying what he thinks is being hidden or why or by whom. Here's a closer look back at how lawmakers from Wisconsin reacted to the events of January 6th. The Capitol assault, while the violence of January 6th was condemned by everyone in the Wisconsin delegation, there were significant differences in the tone and tenor of those reactions and how much responsibility members assigned to Trump. Here's a quote from Tammy Baldwin. Here's what she tweeted back on January 6th. I am safe, but it's disgraceful that our country has to experience this violence because of Trump's lies, conspiracy, and un-American attacks on our democracy. Pocan, Mark Pocan, my congressman, said the president had basically encouraged domestic terrorism. Democrat Ron Kind, who's stepping down, not running for re-election, who was in the House chamber at the time the assault began, said the president of the United States was inciting this type of behavior. And my Wisconsin colleagues who supported overturning a valid election, and he means you, Fitzgerald and Tiffany, I don't know what they think people's reaction will be when you lie about a stolen election. Our pal, Democrat Gwen Moore from Milwaukee, called it an incredibly disturbing and shameful moment for our country that was encouraged by the president. On the GOP side, Mike Gallagher, and I don't know if you're paying attention here in the state of Wisconsin, but Mike Gallagher, the congressman, sure does seemingly look like a gubernatorial candidate, like he wants to run for something. But Mike Gallagher was far more vocal in his outrage than most members of his party, both that day and in the immediate aftermath. In a phone interview with the Journal Sentinel, while barricaded in his office, he called the assault on the Capitol banana republic, and then he used a expletive. He urged President Trump to stop questioning the election results and to defuse the riot. Call it off, Mr. President, said Gallagher, blaming Trump and other Republicans who had called the election results into question. In a January 14th, 2021 column to the USA Today, he again targeted Republicans who objected to the results, saying they were giving millions of people false hope that somehow Congress or Vice President Mike Pence could change the outcome of the election. That was, of course, a lie. What happened to Gallagher's courage? Where'd that go to? Where'd your vertebrae go to, Gallagher? In a column for Madison.com, he argued against impeaching Trump over the events of January 6th, but said, President Trump has lost my support permanently. Then why wouldn't you vote to impeach the man? Just asking, Gallagher. If you were a more courageous man, you might have courage and cojones. Here's another quote. Trump bears responsibility for the tragic events of January 6th. He lied to his supporters, insisted that his sacred landslide election was stolen, and suggested that Vice President Mike Pence should or even could reverse the outcome. He then dithered for hours as the vice president, the Congress, and its employees were in mortal danger, castigating Pence as a coward. Some other Wisconsin Republicans downplayed the violence. I'm looking at you, Senator Ron Johnson, who said on Fox News months later, by and large, it was a peaceful protest, except for there were a number of people, basically agitators, that whipped the crowd and breached the Capitol. While Johnson called the breach of the Capitol disgusting, he would later reject the notion that it was an armed insurrection, saying he felt no fear from the crowd, and dispute the idea the president was responsible for leading the crowd on. Grothman offered a mild critique of Trump's actions on the day of the assault, saying the president should be exercising more leadership and defusing the attack. Now, Glenn Grothman is the most Trumpiest congressman of all. He was like the most Trumpiest congressman, more than Louie Gohmert. So here's, you know, kind of where he changed tone. But Grothman later called Trump's rhetoric on January 6th rally standard hyperbole and said, I don't think the president caused the riot. Grothman was more critical of the remarks made by the Trump rally by Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump Jr. House Republican Scott Fitzgerald, in an interview at the time, said, did President Trump contribute to that event? Question mark. I think that President Trump thought he was doing was having another Trump rally. Fitzgerald also called the violence that day intolerable. But you still voted to overturn the duly elected presidency of the United States and said you would have voted against the very electoral outcome that put you in the U.S. Congress, you jacknut. House Republican Brian Stale issued a statement at the time of the attack condemning the reprehensible action of criminals inside the United States Capitol, but did not address the president's role. Stale, much a coward as his colleagues on the Republican side. So, anyways, don't have much respect for those in the face of violence that would basically vote to overturn the election despite seeing what that could cause. I mean, the violence had already occurred before Tiffany and Fitzgerald, congresspeople from the state of Wisconsin, both pretty new, voted to overturn the election in Arizona and Pennsylvania and said, sure, I would have voted against Wisconsin as well. And Gallagher just lost his ball somewhere. I don't know where they went, but you are not suitable to be a chief executive of the local Piggly Wiggly. I hope you run for governor. You are a laughable candidate. What happened to your courage, sir? I thought you served your nation. Was Donald Trump serving our nation, or was he serving his own will that day, Gallagher? You understand the chain of command. Have courage. Have courage of your convictions. A year later, 844-967-2789. Here's a guy who does not lack for courage of his convictions, CJ. CJ, welcome back.
I guess the bad CJ, huh, Curdy?
Well, only if your wife thinks you're the bad CJ.
You know, I wish you'd have a conversation with me because I actually get to make, and thank you for taking my call, but I get to make one sentence, then you cut me off, and then, you know, whatever reason, you call me a racist or something.
Well, CJ, it depends on what your sentence is. I'm usually quite reactionary to what you say, but go ahead. Let's see how we play it out today, my friend.
Well, I believe you were invited on to Fox News Sunday. I saw you.
I was on Fox News for a third time, sir.
Yeah, the number one news network because they actually cover news. You were invited.
The number one cable news network. They're number four overall because ABC, NBC, and CBS all crush Fox News. They just don't talk about that much.
And they don't talk about crime. Like, you were invited on to talk about crime.
Smash and grab.
And, you know,
because that's the biggest problem in the country right now. Smash and grab crime.
Well, I know you want to make it about January 6th and former President Trump, but you folks, the Democratic Party is going to lose big in the midterm because they should. You don't discuss things like crime, the border, COVID, Afghanistan. You gloss over stuff. You still want to focus on Donald Trump. January 6th committee will take care of itself.
If the former president is charged, let's talk about that for just a moment.
Any of those topics.
If the January 6th committee, and you know, my son and I had a similar talk the other night, CJ, and the kid's 15, and the kid's like, why can't we govern? I said, we cannot govern because we cannot move on from the events of January 6th because they're still happening in real time, CJ. You got an investigation. Gableman in the state of Wisconsin, this is purely a witch hunt. CJ, you know, we've decided the election. Can you and I agree, whether you like the outcome or not, Joe Biden's the president?
He is right now, yes. And you know what? How about the fact that Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is refusing to pay teachers because they walked out?
How is that pertinent to the conversation about the January 6th insurrection at this moment in time?
I know,
CJ, because we can grab any topic from ass and never really have a conversation, but you said you wanted to, and you just don't like the topics. So would I start holding your guys accountable, CJ? I mean, this started with the conversation about Fox News, and now you're talking about Lori Lightfoot. And how is that relevant to the conversation about January 6th? I'm sorry, what?
That's all you want to talk about. Curdy, come to light, man. See the light.
It is January 6th Eve. And I do play out in Chicago. CJ, here's my comment on Lori Lightfoot. Lori wants to keep, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago wants to keep the schools open. Seems like you should be supportive of that notion, CJ. You know, Republicans want to keep the schools open no matter what. So anyway, she would encourage that notion. She advocates for keeping the schools open. And the teachers in Chicago, the teachers union, said no. You know, we feel health compromised. We're not going to go back to school until we can properly staff the schools and until the pandemic has moved beyond this point. Now, CJ, there's no good answer, right? I mean, my kid's in school right now in Middleton, and my one kid came home. He's been closely contacted with a kid with COVID. My other kid's got a headache. They're both quarantined at home. So the in-person schooling, it's not working out either. I mean, I'd love for my kids to be in school every day, but, you know, I'd love for them not to die of COVID as well. That's why I vaccinated them. And that's why you listen to the Devil's Advocates and not CJ.